Zion, November 30th, 1986, and Sunday.
Otherwise, you might become confused. Let's go over the Gemara. That's all again. So the repair is different years than now here. That's how the base at the bottom of the omit. The fourth line. Halisti marizin, not very shimasoho, is highly pshir, highly nilavade, but it's part of us. So suppose a list in Israel took away the chayfetz from him, an armed person, an armed robber, so then that's an anus. So he's brother. So the Gemara Sikashe, Amaylei Ke Gavra De Gavre. So, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is not listim Izuyin Arezing, but listim Arezing. And listim doesn't mean arm, can be a listim, a rubber, not arm. So the Gemara assumed in the Kashe that when the Mishnah says a listim Arezing, even if he's not arm, the more the kasha, what kind of an anus is it? After all, he's a human being, he's a person, so he should defend himself. The list didn't try to take it away from him. Why didn't he fight the list? Omarav, the list in Mizuyeh. In other words, that the Mishnah, when it says how list in Marizain is, so it doesn't have reference to any list in any Baba. Only if the robber is armed. But if the robber is not armed, what kind of an anus is it? So then Bezdin will tell him, why aren't you at fault? You are at fault. He took it away, you should have fought against him. You are a human being just like the robber, so you should have fought against him. But if the robber is armed, so the melee, he can't fight against him. He'll get killed. Iboil, listi mizuyen bereye mizuyen mau. Suppose the shena, the reye, the shepherd, is also. And then an armed robber comes and takes away the sheep. So, can he say an anus or not? Because why should he be able to plead the time of anus? Why is an anus? Because the robber head was armed. So there's no tell of the rei, the shepherd, you're all found, so what? You should have fought against. Mi avonei ki gavra gavre, o idilmo haimo sanapshe, vi hai loimo sanapshe. In other words, no, maybe, so, mitzvah, two alternatives. One alternative is, ei ki gavra le gavre, so it's not an anus. O idilmo, no. Haimasanapshe, it is an anus. In other words, why is an anus? Because the robber who is armed is more apt than likely to misanapish himself. Because the robber is a wicked person. And the rei is a nice person. So how do we see from this Gemara? So then the Gemara, according to our Gilse, the Gemara says, Mistabra, the Gemara is patient. Mistabra, the high mosanap, she the high ruin mosanap. That he is still an anus. And Bezdin cannot say to the rei, you can set up this defense that the rabbi was armed. You are also armed, so you should fight against him. Because he can tell Bezdin, why are you comparing me to the robber? I'm a nice man, and the robber is a terrible person. So a terrible person, so a robber, so an unscrupulous person, is more likely to be misanefesh himself than a nice person, than an honest person. That's how the Gemara says. Doesn't this present the kashe against the Rosh Pshat in Kol HaOmvar, that Rosh gives the Pshat in Kol HaOmvar, that Kol HaOmvar means Ben Nerayez Ben Nikeyach. And the Rosh explains it on the basis not of Silvi, But he explained it on the basis of the Chochem, Tzasechochem, it's not a Kankusi the Chochem, it's a Tzasechoi. But in the case where no one is a Mozek, so even this partial Chochem is enough. So what kind of a partial Chochem is there? B'keach. What kind of a partial Chochem? Because, as the Rosh says, the one who knows that it's his, he is misanefesh himself much more than the one who is who knows it's not his. So according to the Rosh, so the reverse seems to be the case. In other words, that a nice person is more likely to misanefesh himself than the unscrupulous person. And here the Gemara says, Alright, from the leaf, it's mashma that here the different yirseh, that here the yirseh table. Alright, so there is no maskone, haimos anafshi, bahaimos anafshi. But at least the Gemara has it as an alternative, that perhaps the robber, who is an unscrupulous person, who is a robber, so he is more likely misanefesh. That just the antithesis of what the Rosh says. The answer is, I mentioned many times, that when the Rosh says, bein b'raya b'nikeach, the Rosh doesn't mean chas v'sholem, it's not even b'ilal adas. That b'nikeach means that if Reuven and Shimon have an argument to whom the misuse belongs, so Bezin tells them, you fight among yourself and then they'll have the fist fight, chas v'sholem. How can the Aloha allow such a thing, coming to allow a fist fight? Just because, but b'keach means force directed against the chayfet, not chas v'sholem, force directed against the people. That Bezin will not allow. Miriam Yano Haveri de Rosha, how will Bezin allow him for one moment that anyone should raise his hand against anybody else? So I mean, as Meshach Rabbeinu said, Vayim el Rosh alom esakes v'acho. So the Medrash says, I think Rashi mentioned it, the Reacho le Rosh shikameischo. So in other words, even though the other fellow is a Roshe, so it still doesn't mean that we have a heter to hit. So chas v'sholem. So when the Rosh says, bein b'raya b'nikeach, it means, Bezin says, whoever prevails in using force against the boat. So if somebody, let's say, gets into the boat, you know, quickly, more quickly than the other, and then he sails away without any force being directed against the party themselves. So then he has it. So the Rosh explained it. Why? He says, because vis-a-vis force that is directed against the chayfet, so they always say the one who knows, as long as they behave like decent people, they don't use force against the power. They only use force against the object. So the one who knows that it's his will be more vigorous in exercising force against the object. But when it's force directed against the power, on the contrary, the one who is dishonest, who is unscrupulous, he is more likely to exercise force than the honest person. The honest person, I mean, this is what the Dugna Magid says. Hapeit says, David Abi Mecheret Roh. David says, Hapeit says, David Abi Mecheret Roh. In other words, so David gave the express gratitude to David Bein Shalilah for saving him from the bad sword. What is the Herb Roh? That's Abishol. The game that is mentioned in the capital, that was in the day when he was saved from Abishol's assault on David. Abishol was the son of David. So the Dubna Magid says, the Kashi, Why is it Harabal? I mean, every Harab is a Harabal. Is there a Harab table? There is no Harab table. So why is based on the Harabal? So the Duda Magi says, it's a remarkable shot. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there is a water of Ganot, of Bom Machteres, and Machteres, and Motse Aganot, the hook of a maze. Anyway, done. Why have it innovated? Why do they have it innovated? After all, the primary purpose for the Ganot is to steal money. But the woman is, there is a presumption that when the Ganot breaks in into the house, so he's determined, in case the Balabais will put up in a position, so then he'll kill it. He'll kill it. So even though the Balabais has the option of letting the Ganot know, listen, you take everything I have here, don't bother. But the Torah was not mechayev to act as a tzelishu, to kill the Ganot, because the Ganot has a universe. Why is Ganet have been invaded? Because the Ganet is determined to kill the Balabais in case the Balabais will put up a resistance. So the Gemara in Zohar Vashanesh, you call him an association of God. What is in Zohar Vashanesh? Not literally, but it means in Boloch Kashemesh, that he's not going to kill you, so then the Balabais is not allowed to kill the Ganot. What is an example of Bo or Loch HaShemesh that the Ganot will under no circumstance kill the Balabais? If a father breaks into the house of the son, so if a father breaks into the house of the son, then it's Bo Kayeh, that no matter what fight the son will put up against his father, the father will never kill him. Even if he was a ruthless person, or to kill his son, that wouldn't do. That wouldn't. But, in most instances, that's only if the father breaks into the house of the son. But if the son breaks into the house of the father, then the father is allowed to kill the son. Not because it's a double standard transition. But the woman is different. A father would never decide to kill the son. But the son is likely to kill the father too. So if the son is the one who is the burglar who breaks in case the father will put up a fight, the son is ready to kill. So here we have a fight between the father and the son, David and Avshalom. So Rachme David or Avshalom, but not Rachme Avshalom or David. So that's why, remember, so David of course also was determined to fight against Avshalom. But we'd always think to fight in a such a way that he wouldn't kill Avshalom. So he will not give me a punch in the chest. Because David was afraid to give Avshalom, you know, a punch in the chest. Because if he hits him in the chest, so Avshalom might have to show him die. I mean, that's how David was thinking. But Avshalom, he has no rachmanes on his father. So Mele, he was ready to hit him anyway. The head, the heart, I mean the stomach, every place that will be affected. So maybe that's why he got involved. Because there was no parity. When is it hard evil if there is parity? But here, Dobby had so many rules. You can teach Avshalom here, you can teach him here. Here he might get a heart attack. Here, I don't know, he might get off his mind. So he left to decide where we can hit him. He can hit him in the leg, he can hit him in the arm, he can hit him on the side, so we're sure that Avshalom will not die. But Avshalom, he has no rules. He'll hit him wherever. It'll be possible to hit him. On the contrary, Avshalom was more likely to hit him in the chest, because in the chest might, you know, finish up the fight. So really that's why it appeals in David Al-Mahrabo. So on the contrary, you see, when force is used against people, then the wicked person, the unscrupulous person, is more likely to use more force, because the unscrupulous person has no rules, he has no conscience, he has nothing. So that's why the Gemara says, why? Because he has no rules. There is no international law, there is nothing. You see, there are no laws. But as far as there is, he's a nice man. This you cannot do, that you cannot do. Yochalatzili Bechavimborov, I mean, there are so many clones, so many rules. But the Rosh has reference to the case of Kodam Vah, where Chas V'Sholem, Bezdin will not tolerate, I mean, force to be used against the people. Only force to be used. That to only allow force to be used against the object, against Mesuse. So there is just that error. Anyway, so according to our girl said, Gemara is saying, Mistabra the Haimos and Apshe, the Haimos and Apshe. Now we'll go back. But the Reef had a different girl. The Reef had a girl say, hey, וכן יגיד דברי הרי זל שפסדו חי סוף והיא באה ידי בוילון וסיף על שכר עשה פעלים ליסט מזוין כנגד כלי מזוין מה היא ניסלת מתאיקו so you see on the margin תגמור השלום לא יפשיטה הבאי אך אני בקיעי יסף הולו לגיל סחר אין שם so there he says because of the Zalbu Chisov, Vafil Reim Mizuyen Potter. So on the contrary, there is no Hechrech that the Reef had a different year. Because the Reef could have the girls in the 2 years. But it's not on the basis of Sofit, but on the basis of Vara. Because Hai Mosa Nafshe, Vahai Loi Mosa Nafshe. So then, so Mimele Yizanon, so is Potter. But in view of the fact that Mekiese had the girls to take off, and still he says that he's fucked up, so it's a riot that he passes that in every sophic he offers his masculinity. Visirolei zal shedinei to nifshat mamash likule, vafol toffers to be a masculinity. He should write Sophic. What is the right potter? So he writes, he says potter because for all practical purposes he's potter. Whether it's because of the Vaday or because of Sophic, but for all practical purposes it amounts to the same thing. Binting, hey Hamun, the whole Sophic Mumane, eat of his TV, I'm asking him a. So Teise says the Kashe from the Gemara Daf Chof Unksubes. But here in Geise test other Gemara. For this Samlo, Zin Nitaps in the sign, the Omran of Suabai. The Hodo Nivre Kamboye, the Snuse, the Isne. Alma di Teise, the Steak in Romain, the Mahaye. So the Gemara says it in connection with the case. Where there is an argument between the Baal or the Yoshim of the Baal and the Ishim. Now she comes to collect the Ksuve, so an Almone is gave a Mosai, and the Mamone, and the Ksuve is gave a Mosai. Now the question is, was she an Almone when she got married, or was she a Ksuve? So she says she was a psula, and she's entitled to Messiah. And he or the Yoshin say, no, she was an almona, so maybe she's only entitled to mona. So she cannot collect Messiah, because I'm a Mitzvah Chaveri, But Zimnin, sometimes she grabs it from him, and she grabs Masai, so then she's allowed to keep it. But then when they ask her, if you are a Tzula, and Bisman Chazal, it was customary, as a simen for a Tzula getting married, to be Mavir, for someone to be Eveir, a Kos Yarin in her presence. Why that was symbolic, symbolic of Tzulis, or its Tumoris, Reishis, the Gonchot. So, in other words, a woman gets married in Tzula, so it's also, I mean, that only the husband, you know, is their first living together. So anyway, that was done as a sinner. So the Gemara says, if she grabbed, so then she keeps it. Rimakim, you know. But even though the Baal will introduce evidence to the contrary, the fact that they didn't pass through a case yai before her, so that should tend to indicate that she wasn't a psula, because had she been a psula, according to the practice, the custom, they should have been mavir a case yai for her. So we say, no, it's nusu with the isness, because that's no right. Maybe they just were losing in not carrying out that mimic of being Mavir Yain Shotum. How many things have you seen in the Rabbeinu Ma'anye? The Rabbeinu Neike Ma'anye, the Cheska Smore, Yesh Lema, Hos Mane Taim, Hos Mane Taim, and you'll say, if you look it up, the Leguil, the Levan Yisoyz, Kishem Suleis, Yesh Lem Kol, and you'll say, David Leguil, we must in the main name of the Satifi, Kilamide, Acheska, the Morakame, so the Yisit mentions here is very big Kiddush. Iklar, when do we say that in case of Sophie, Itofas is Loi Mafkinomene, is Mafkinomene? That's only if it is a Sophie that cannot easily be misbarred. So then the Allah is, since it's Sophic, that it's difficult to be Mibareya, so the Mosek becomes the Bailey of the Heifetz. Otherwise, so it will be conducive to a lot of chaos and confusion. Mashenke, if the Sophic is something that could be determined very easily. So then, Bezdin, there is not made, but why should Bezdin bother and be made fine? Bezdin lets him keep it. And if ultimately it is shown, it is proven that he grabbed Chaloikidin, so then Bezdin will take it in from him. Why should Bezdin bother now? Maybe to his barrel very shortly the tea grabbed kidding. So the whole aloha of the tofas is not given a applies only to his suffix that is not available, but the suffix are very little, so then the tofas is really not given. יש לי מאוס מן קיימן יושב מיוסד ומגלויו, תראה גם ניסויס כי שנפסויס, יש להם כל יוסד עד ולגלויה, ולמאפקים המיני משוסד תפס, כי לאו מידי אחס כזה מורה כמה. How do we know that there is a difference between the case of עד ולגלויה or not עד ולגלויה? מדברים עם פרק המקבל, הרושדור את אבי כוסבי שנין סטומק, Malvina Homilevima Dimun Hemon. In other words, suppose that the Shtar writes that Reuven lent, let's say, $1,000 to Shimon. And he turned over, Shimon turned over to Reuven, he saw their security, and according to the agreement with the Shtar, so Reuven the Malve is able to eat the pears of Shimon's son, and pure that is paid. Of course, but that has to be deducted from the debt, otherwise it will involve any sort of libis. But so it will be deducted from the debt. In other words, the debt is $1,000, and the lead payer is that will add up to $400. So then, when he returns, he'll have to pay only $600. So, such an agreement does not involve any sort of libis as long as the payers will be deducted from the debt. Now, but suppose in the Shtar it's written that the payers in certain years, and it doesn't say how many years. So the Malva says that he's entitled to payers for 5 years, and the Leva says that the Malva is only entitled to payers for 3 years. How is Torah? Because Mishnah Stomach, Malvin, a Homilin, a Gimun, Limhem, and Pelish, and Shikiri Malve, Vachin, the Pele, Vas, Sikne, and Gimore, Smaskoni, Pele, the Cheskas, Echleyen, and Namely. And if the Malve ate 5 years, and Levi says, no, you ate 2 years, Pele, Shalokidin, so Bezdin will tell the Leve, you are trying to remake it from Malve because Malve already collected the pears. So, Mimele, you have the burden of proof, so we see that in Tofas, is Loi, so we see that Tofas is Loi Mafkimene. But seek the pears has a claim paying. But Shira can live as Kabos Ramach, and Kakma has the Baleo in it is. And who is the violin, the Leve? So how can it be effective? In fact, you know, Horson love must not be really gluey. So the melee, this is not effective. Abu Hoche, must not be really gluey. That was within the trees in the Lima, Chinon, all the news that we knew, Shatkin on the English, which man the toffees, the Lima, the Lino, the Lima, the Kame, so we know that it's a very important part, and the Yisef says that when we say that toffees is Mitzinis in your name, that's only Sophic, or it's not destined to be inspired. Mashiach the Sophic is destined to be Mizbarea, so then in Tokfei is a mitzvah in your day. Already in Israel, the Guru Shakti made the Shusman with office law. We must then only know a kind of intim and out to the case that's the same cash in the thesis. So I'm being fair, go easy in Psalm law. Shnai Machsun la Shtau Meisu. Ubu Shnai Machirin Gomu Ksat Yodol Muze. Awa Hanyusim Oyu Ktani Oyu Nemoni. Vim Oyu Shalim Tshuna Acharei Nemoni. So it says here that it's a Nemoni. Vim Oyu Shalim Nitzmo Gma Acharei Zei Nemoni. They don't tell me Paga Peshos. They don't tell me Mige. So it's a Nemoni. But so who is not Nemon? Darashtar. And we, not the Shtar, but the other Eidim, who testified that the Ashtar are Anusim, Aktanim. So the other Eidim are not Nemon. The other Eidim are not Nemon, so the Shtar can be, he can collect from the Shtar. So, why should we rely completely on the Ashtar? The Ashtar is Trey. So, the Pshat in the morning is not that we we believe only the Yashar, and we don't believe the eating the second cut altogether. We believe them just as much as we believe the Yashar, but since it's Trey, some may lay the mominess to stay in the hands of the Mulde. So why is it Litovasli Mafkinune? But my boss, some love moves that in the Guyu. So the general rule is, if it's not in the Guyu, then Litovas is Mafkinune. That in the case of the subject of three, then we don't say itofas loimakinune. If it's a regular suffix, then we say itofas loimakinune. The case of the suffix, not a regular suffix. Three, so then itofas is mak. So then we say itofas is Now that is still in the Machlekes, whether three command the lesser or three is command the easy. Here the Mkiesef and then the Rishen makes a distinction between the regular Sophic and a Sophic of Trey and Trey. In the case of a regular Sophic, so in Tophas is Mafkinome, and like Sophic prayers. So there we pass on in Tophas is Mafkinome. Mashen gives the Sophic of Trey and Trey. So they will pass me that the Tophas is Loimafkinune. Why? Because Trey is the Reis, not the Rabbon. There's a Machlekes, the Gemara, whether Trey is the Reis, or Trey is the Rabbon, if we say Trey is the Reis. So then, the Tophas is Loimafkinune. Because we cannot rely on music. We cannot rely on music. So it's regular soft. But if we say Trey is the Rabbanon, and with the Reise we rely on music, so then there is no difference between a regular soft and the soft of Trey. So she doesn't hear anything like the shaming that Trey is taking the Reise, not is taking the Rabbanon. You know, Trey, the American Miracle is coming. You know, Trey, the Nile, something in the Barai. When you begin, she needs a moment, she's a Tiffis. She needs a Schneider meeting, she bought. Vafni, Nisa, Din, Cain. You know, I had to get Trey, the American Miracle is coming. You know, Rahuliana, I am there. Now again, according to Yosef, who passed the Trey is taking the Reise. Trey is not taking the Rabbanon. So that means with the Reise we cannot rely on Chazoke. If there is a suffix of Trey, Rafni Yisrael in Kain, the whole Yisrael get Trey, I'm going to make me say, So what so far? What kind of point? basically down. Number one, that the aloha of tofas, matimene, applies only to a sofik where it's not a vilingui. So then it's loimaftimune, and then another guideline, the Nukiesef mentions that when do we apply the principle that itofas is maftimune, that is in the case of a regular sofik. Mashiach came the case of the Sufik of Peltrei, and due to the fact that he has to aid him and support him, so then he tofas his loimafkin, by Sufik of Peltrei, so then he tofas his mafkin of the name. That when we say tofikim mitzvim isriyodei, when it's tofish aloy the shoes, but if it's tofish the shoes, so then tofikim mitzvim isriyodei, the rai on the music of the Asher, who is the ishim, the Sela, and the Eglo, the ishim, the ishim, for the Klima, the Arab, the ishim, the ishim, the ishim, Shalom. Without any suffix, that the kur has lishim so. But the question is, he expressed himself that way. I'm selling you a core for 30 sloin, and one saw a seller for one saw. So the question is, what was the agreement? Was the agreement only in respect to the whole quantity of a kur, but there was no agreement as to a smaller quantity than a kur? Or the agreement was in regard to one unit, just one saw for his seller. So kur bishleishim so bisela neichlo. Now, so from the point of view of Lashon Rishon, so he's only bound if he bought Shleishim Saw, but if he bought like 29 Saw or 28 or 1 Saw, he doesn't have to pay him. Mashiach came from the point of view of Lashon Achre, since he said Kur B'Shleishim Saw B'Sela, so even if he gave him just 1 Saw, so he's Mechuyev. So is mechuyev, the likeach is mechuyev to give him a seller. So if the sofik is worth of a social rishon, not of your shnachon, kubish rishon, so the seller ne mech, loch ish rishon kone. Lima da avol gavdi, to is fukev. gab die Ikeli Zvuke, mich um Loschen Rischen, schon mal kurz beschleichen, schon ihr Deidische Ikne, lachas ihm, sich Kolako, die Leute Rischen Rischen, that's one alternative. But there's another alternative, the Deity was to become a piecemeal, even if he takes just one saw, kim di misapkul on milse, mich um Loschen Rischen, schon mal so bis Sela, am Grünen die Rischen, Rischen, konne, Rischen, Rischen, konne, wie Teimen im Hilse mich und wir schust auf dies, wie selbische Pius schon was mit Moos und Teimen Mai mich und auf dies, auch an Antoine von der Schütte wird wir schust, ein Name die Gassion. Die Gassiere ist um, Hasidler, Sassino, bin ich belei, wie hat sie an der Erech, Reb Nos neimer, Nos an lo Yitel, bin lo Nos an lo Yitel, So somebody, let's say, Ruvain, rented a sphino from Shimon to use it in carrying over wine over the boat. And then the sphino was sunk in the middle of the way. So the question is whether he's mechuyev to pay him or he's not mechuyev to pay him. So the suffix of nos neimer, in nos an loyi tail, if the baal hamre, the baal of wine, Shimon is the baal has wine, has barrels of wine, and the Reuven has a sino. Now Shimon has to bring over the barrels of wine across the river to that sino, but it's nivul chotzi aderech. So the suffix is, whether